Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0, coming off a big win up against the Chicago Bears. And on Monday night, there is a huge matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles, another 2-0 team. We go out to the guest line right now and welcome in longtime Buccaneers linebacker and captain in Levante David. Levante, always great when we have you on. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Thank you guys for having me. I'm good. I can't complain, man. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. And I remember last week when you said right after the Justin Fields pick six that everyone knew it was coming. We've all seen the videos that they ran the play three straight times in a row. When you look back at that, is it still like amazing to you how they just kept on running the same thing up against your great defense?
I'm not sure. You know, I can't, you know, really go on by how what they're thinking or what their thought process was. You know, maybe back up thinking we was going to send pressure and, you know, kind of get one out on us. But, you know, like you said, you know, when you're playing this game for a long time, you kind of catch on to certain things, formations that kind of hurt you early in the game. So, you know, for them, you know, to run three screens in a row, you know, that's on them. But we was able to capitalize on it. Shaq definitely was able to capitalize on it and make a huge play for us.
I've always been a big fan of Shaq Barrett, and we all know what he's gone through this offseason. I can't even imagine it. To see your teammate get in the end zone and make that big play, just what were you feeling for him knowing everything that he's been through?
Yeah, man, it's amazing. It's amazing. If you can see that video, I was trying my hardest to make sure he get in the end zone. You know, I know, you know, being out there means everything to Shaq, especially everything that he's been through this offseason, you know, from the injury until, you know, the other personal issues that he went through, him and his family went through. You know, I'm sure, you know, him being on the field kind of get his mind off all that stuff, but to actually, you know, go out there and perform the way he did and to see him in his environment having fun and, you know, playing the game that he loved and actually, you know, doing it for his daughter, you know, kind of bring an extra spark to everything. So we definitely have, you know, Shaq back, and it's amazing to have him out there. You know, he's a strong individual. He's a great dude, man. He's a God-fearing man. And, you know, there's no surprise that he's, you know, been making plays.
It seems like this group with the Buccaneers is just such a close-knit group. How do you kind of describe your locker room and the vibe and the synergy with this team so far?
Yeah, I mean, that's just something that we kind of, you know, we take that part serious, you know, getting to know one another on and off the field. You know, you can't trust nobody on the field. You can't trust them off the field. So that's just something that we always try to do. We hang out a lot with each other. We hang out in the locker room. We hang out outside of the locker room. You know, everybody's, you know, close. Everybody know each other's family and things like that. So, you know, when you have that type of connection and bond with guys on the field, it makes you play harder for those guys even more. You know, it just brings a special kind of connection with guys who you go out there and play football with, and that's what we have. You know, that's just something that we've been trying to build over time, and keeping the continuity together, keeping the guys together. You can build that, and that's basically what we have in that locker room.
Levante David here with us for the Buccaneers. They play the Eagles on Monday night, a battle of two 2-0 teams to start off the season. Just going back to last week in preparation for Justin Fields, what was your view of the Bears quarterback going into that game?
Yeah, you know, obviously he's dangerous, especially when he got time and could take off and make plays with his legs. And, you know, he's a young, dangerous quarterback, and I think he's going to definitely continue to improve. You know, he just got to, you know, continue to trust himself. You know, that's all I can say about that. But, you know, the Eagles, you know, got another dangerous quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and he got tremendous weapons around him, especially the offensive line. You know, one of the best offensive linemen in the game, and a great running game, as you can see what they did last Thursday. obviously two dominant number one receivers out there and a great tight end. So we definitely going to have our work cut out for us. So it's definitely going to be a game about discipline. And it's something that we definitely going to have to trust one another when we out there on the field. So, you know, that team tomorrow and all that bun, they're going to have to pay off on Monday night.
Yeah, how do you even start preparing for the Eagles? Because as you just said it, they're loaded at every position.
Yeah, man, you just got to be, you know, you got to be prepared whatever they throw at you. You know, you just got to be able to play smart football, disciplined football. And, don't fall apart. You know, things don't happen in this game, but we got to be able to stick together and weather the storm, you know, because it's always going to be adversity that we're going to face. But we definitely got to be able to stick to the script and play our brand of football.
Knowing the team, Levante David, that you're going up against on Monday night, you know how this works. The last few years when Brady was there, everyone talked about you guys being the team in the NFC and the NFL. Do you feel as if this is a potential big statement that the Bucs could send on Monday night?
I mean, honestly, you know, the way we look at it, you know, every week is a big statement. You know, we always have that underdog mentality no matter who we're going up against, even when Tom was here. You know, a lot of people looked at us, you know, as the hunted or whatever, but, you know, we always look at ourselves as a hunter because everybody on this team still has stuff to prove, you know, and, that's the mentality we try to have. And we got guys who are close-knit and guys who, you know, go in and put the work in and, you know, we don't look at it as a, you know, a challenge. We just look at it as another opportunity. And I think, you know, playing on Monday night against a great opponent like the Philadelphia Eagles would definitely be a great opportunity for us to continue to propel ourselves through the season.
What has Baker Mayfield, Levante David, brought to this football team so far?
Oh, man, we just want Baker to be himself. You know, Baker got that swagger, as you can see on the field. You know, he got that swagger. You know, he's a real competitor. You know, that's something that we love, especially from a defensive guy. When you go and get some in practice, you know, like his competitiveness. And just liking what he's doing so far, man. You know, we just try to make an emphasis on playing comfortable in new football, and that's what we're doing so far, man. And Baker's a great dude. You know, looking at him outside in, I didn't know what to expect, but I actually getting a chance to, you know, just sit down and talk to him. You know, he's just like any other human being, man. He's just out here just trying to make the best for himself and his family, and then play the game that he loves and make a living. So we definitely, you know, it's a pleasure to have him on his team. And, you know, he kind of bought into the locker room right away, and he fit right where we need, you know. So he definitely, glad to have, you know, in our locker room.
Were you surprised this summer when Brady finally elected to hang it up and actually retire this time?
Honestly, nah, not really. Not really. You know, I knew this time it wasn't coming back from that, you know, the first retirement like last time. So I kind of had a feeling, you know, especially how the season went last year. You know, one of his best, you know, obviously all the stuff that he was going through off the field. So it definitely was probably the time for him. But, you know, every moment, you know, that we had with Tom was amazing, man. Just to see the way he worked, just see the type of guy he is, the type of family man he is, man, it was amazing to be a part of that. And obviously, you know, bring us the Super Bowl ring, man, that was a moment that I'll never forget. And I always appreciate Tom.
Mike Evans is just incredible. I know it's his 10th year, but the first nine, he's been over a 1,000-yard receiver each and every year. We saw what he did on Sunday. At this point, does anything surprise you with what Mike Evans is able to do on a football field?
Nah, not really, man. Not really. You know, it gets to a point where, like, when Mike make a play, you're like, okay, yeah, you expect that. It's not really no excitement. Not, you know, that's just the type of player Mike is, you know. You always ask your A players to play like A players, and Mike try to be the best A player he can be each and every Sunday. And you know, just the growth I've seen in Mike since his rookie year until now, it's just amazing to see the way he take care of himself on and off the field, the way he studies, the way he prepare, man. It's real great to see him, man. And I'm not surprised at his success because he definitely worked for it.
You've only played for one team. He's only played for one team. We know, right, the contract is up in the air with his future. Mm-hmm. Just how much would that mean to you to see him continue after this year with Tampa Bay?
Oh, man, it means a lot to me, man. Just because of what Mike brings to the team, also to the city of Tampa. You know, the people who love him and what he does in the community is amazing. You know, he was maybe 2-3-time Walter Payton nominee for us. So, you know, that goes to show the type of guy he is and what he means to the city of Tampa and what he brings, you know, to the football team and how he uplifts everybody and how positive he is around everybody. So it definitely means a lot, a great deal. But, you know, obviously, you know, that's just something that him and his team have to take care of. But, you know, I think all in all, it'll work out in both guys' favor.
I'll tell you, I got a good chuckle out of Devin White, who's a heck of a player, saying that he was stupid for trying to leave and request a trade. How'd you react to that one? That was a good one.
Yeah. It was funny. You know, Devin, you know, kind of wanted to be a little dramatic and going through his little antics over the offseason, you know, whatever it was. But, you know, during those times, I did have a little talk with him, man. But, you know, you can't blame him. You know, everybody's just trying to set themselves up to, set themselves up to feed their family for generations. So, can't blame him for that. But, you know, Devin don't want to go nowhere, man. Like he said, man, it's a tight unit that we have, a tight-knit group that we have. You know, we really, when we out there, we look out for one another and we have fun. Nobody's selfish. Everybody out there looking for the ultimate goal, and that's winning the football game and being the top defense. So he definitely want to be a part of that, and I'm sure I don't think that's going to change.
What did you say to him just wondering this offseason? We had a talk with him.
Just think things through, man. You know, everything's a little hectic right now, whatever. But, you know, a lot of people in his ear about certain stuff. But, you know, look at both sides, man. Just think things through and think before you just put stuff out there because, you know, internet, everybody, you know, keep receipts nowadays. So, you know, just be smart about, you know, how he go about everything. You know, you don't never want to regret, you know, put something out there that you won't regret later. So, me kind of being, you know, the vet, the big brother to him, I just try to, you know, reach out and just keep his head cool. You know, sometimes I feel like he probably acting on emotions or whatever, but, you know, he definitely kind of like, you know, calm down and, you know, realize what's more important. You know, all he can do is control what he can control. You know, Devin's a great football player. He's a playmaker for us, and I'm sure, you know, he's a linebacker who I want to play beside, you know, as long as I'm playing football. So it's definitely a... He definitely understands, you know, what's at stake, and all he knows is that he can only control what he can control and go out there and be the best him.
On the way out with Levante David. So you guys are 2-0. It's a heck of a start. You've been around the league, good teams, bad teams. You've seen it from all over the place. What type of team do you think you guys have this year in Tampa?
Oh, man, a team full of grit, man. A team full of dogs. Guys who are going to go out there and work for four quarters, man, no matter what happens. And, you know, the past two games, that's what I sense. You know, guys just go out there and work and having fun. You know, no matter what going on in the game, ups or downs, you're going to go out there and play our hardest. You know, that's a testament to the coaching staff and the roster that they put together. You know, we got a lot of young guys, too, on this team. So those guys are buying in what we're trying to accomplish. And first two games is paying off. So we got a lot more to go. So we're going to see how it goes, you know, starting on Monday night. You know, we're just going to go to Tate this week to prepare and get ready for Monday.
Last thing I'll ask you, and it's a selfish question here, and I'm going to go to your old stomping grounds in Nebraska, Levante, David. I'm going to Lincoln next week for Michigan, Nebraska. What do I got to do when I'm in Lincoln? Anywhere you suggest to eat?
Get there early. I'm going to say that. Get there early because you want to experience all, you know, the sea of red, walking across the bridge and seeing everybody, you know, all the fans come out and, you know, get ready for the big game. But, you know, I'll probably, you know, probably go somewhere downtown and grab some beer. I don't know no specific place, but one of my favorite places is Old Chicago down there. So as you go down there and eat a lot of Old Chicago, it's a piece of spot, got a little, you know, a little Italian in it. So that's one of my favorite spots to go when I'm down there. And, just enjoy the atmosphere. That's the one thing. You know, you're going to be blown away. If it's your first time, you're definitely going to be blown away. And after you finish, you're going to hit me up and be like, man, you were right. And I'm trusting one of the best places to watch football.
Well, good luck the rest of the season. Good health and good luck coming up on Monday night. We appreciate you doing this, Levante David.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then... no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.